97.9 The Hill. You are listening to the Monday Morning Huddle with Carolina Football General Manager Michael Lombardi, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. And we are joined now on the phone by Carolina Football General Manager Michael Lombardi. Michael, thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving week. Thank you.
It is Thanksgiving week, and we're also in the midst of this stretch of rivalry games, Saturday being your first taste of the Carolina-Duke rivalry on the football field. And I know that's not the result you wanted, but generally speaking, what did you think of the experience?
Well, obviously, rivalries, you know, that date back to 1888 when Duke was named Trinity College. It's, you know, got a lot of history to it and understanding the importance of it. And I think, to me, our players certainly did. We were disappointed in our inability to finish the fourth quarter. We rallied back, but we fell short. And I think, ultimately, our team understands that, you know, winning the state is really crucial to what our program's about. So we're going to have to continue to get better and work harder.
It's the voice of UNC Football General Manager Michael Lombardi. And I feel like a lot of fans were kind of wanting to see emotions run high. A lot of fans were interested in seeing how the team was going to take this big rivalry matchup. And we did see emotions run high. We also saw some second half penalties. What's the staff's message on kind of drawing that line between playing with passion in a rivalry matchup, but not getting penalized and hurting the end result?
Well, I think it's really all about mental toughness, doing what's right for the team when it may not be right for you. And I think making mistakes and, you know, hurting the team in certain situations, I think there was, you know, you can't allow your frustrations to cost your team. And I think that is something that coach preaches. We knew going into the game that crew was going to call a lot of fouls after the whistle was blown. And coach talked about it to the team, and ultimately we just didn't get that achieved. So we've got to go back and work harder on it and try to fix the problems. But I think, you know, we're a team that needs to not have 12 penalties and have a lot of 120 yards of penalties. You know, for us to win games, we've got to really cut down on our mistakes, and we've got to play really mistake-free in terms of not giving them. You know, we had two substitution penalties. You know, when you had a holding call late in the game that hurt us. You know, those are the kind of things that affect your game. And it's not just one play, it's all the plays. And I think we did a great job of rallying back to take a one-point lead, but ultimately we didn't finish the job.
And we're visiting with Michael Lombardi, UNC Football General Manager. And obviously that Duke matchup gets a lot of the publicity for the flashiness of UNC Duke. But recent history, the matchup against NC State is every bit as chippy, so it's going to be more of the same this weekend. In terms of what the team brings to the table football-wise, how do you think the Tar Heels and the Wolfpack match up for this weekend?
Well, you know, we played Duke at home, so that certainly was an advantage. I think going into Raleigh and playing State there is an ultimate challenge, and I think it's going to really be important for us to have to match their level of intensity, to match the mental toughness that's needed to win these kind of games. These games are really ultimately about, you know, being able to endure the ups and downs of football. Football, you know, nothing ever goes perfectly. And so you're going to have some mistakes. You're going to have to get up off the ground, and you're going to have to battle through and make critical plays when they need to. And ultimately, that's what this test will be for our team. It's a game that will really challenge us. It'll challenge the week, but Thanksgiving being on Thursday, we have to alter the schedules, as all teams do this week. So I think ultimately we have to prove that we can focus and concentrate on the task at hand.
One of the outcomes of this weekend was that Carolina's now out of automatic bowl eligibility. There is still a path to get to a bowl game with a win this weekend, but I'm just curious if that was a specific goal listed for the team coming into the year, and how the team stays motivated for this final game.
Well, we're motivated for every game because it's important to improve. I think that's, you know, when you're in the first year of your program, you've got to be able to motivate yourself to improve and have constant improvement and stack good days onto each other. I mean, you know, since the Clemson game, our team has been really highly competitive. We just haven't been able to find ways to win a few of these games that we need to win. You know, in the last 6 weeks, we're 2-4, and ultimately it's come down to the fourth quarter, us making a play or not making a play. We did against Syracuse, we did against Stanford, but the other four games we weren't able to. it's a learning experience, and every time you go out there, you've got to get better. And our players have embraced it. I mean, we had a good week of practice last week. That doesn't mean we were flawless, but we just, our effort and our focus and our concentration was there, and we're going to need another one this week.
Visiting with UNC football general manager Michael Lombardi. We're just about out of time. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention before we wrap up?
Well, no, I think Thanksgiving is the ultimate week to give thanks to the people, and certainly here in the Chapel Hill community to give thanks to the support that we receive, Coach Belichick and I, since we've been here, and the continued support, even though the season hasn't gone the way a lot of people had hoped. The support has been overwhelming, and we're going to continue to build this program, and we're thankful for the opportunity.
Thank you for your time this morning, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Morning Huddle with Carolina Football General Manager Michael Lombardi, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. Save $50 when you spend $150 or more on automotive services during football season at any of Chapel Hill Tire's 12 area locations. Just use promo code DOTG25 when you schedule your appointment. And make sure to tune in to 97.9 The Hill for Carolina football games. During the Inside Carolina Live pregame show, listen for the Drive Happy Drive of the Game presented by Chapel Hill Tire.